N4ZLK. Okay, mobile.
ZLK in C9B.
B, N4ZLK. Good morning, Leon. You working today?
Work today. Reluctant about working anymore this week, I guess. But I'm just checking to see how your day's going. You enjoying a day off?
I am, but I'm probably going to have to come back to work to get some rest. My wife's working me pretty hard. No, it hadn't been bad. She's working hard. We got this wedding this weekend, and it's just been a lot going on, and have getting evacuated for a week or so. That kind of made, put some, you know, what do they call it, putting monkeys in the works or something like that, and then having to change the venue and all that because of the fire. It just things aren't going like as smooth as they've gone before.
A monkey wrench in your schedule, huh? Understand that totally. Happens to me all the time. We're going to saddle up here and head down your way. Going to head down to Greenville here shortly. Make a couple stops down there. Hopefully pick up another ham radio.
Trip if you can do that.
Left across another 500, FTM 500DR. And I really like the radio. And that new one is so expensive. And all the tariffs going into effect, I figured it'd now be the best time to get one.
Found a used one down this way?
Yes, sir, I did.
For, I think you said a FTR 500, is that what you said?
Foxtrot, Tango, what's the M? Can't remember the M. FTM 500DR.
DR. That's the kind of was has a detachable screen or detachable head, dual bander kind of thing.
The speaker in the face plate and also a speaker in the main unit. So you can select what speaker you want to use, or you want to use both.
Yeah, I didn't realize it had the speaker in the head unit too. I wonder how well that works. But if you could use them both, that would be an option too. Kind of not necessarily surround sound, but might make it a little bit easier to hear.
The kicker is it's got Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth is built into the FTM 500DR. And the newer model does not include the Bluetooth. You have to buy the add-on board.
The FT, I guess it'd be M6000R, which is a dual band, but it's not dual VFO. And it's got that option to add the Bluetooth as well. But that's a great little radio, too. I use it in my work truck, and I like the fact that it slides in and out of it'll slide in and out of the bracket without having to unscrew it like the older radio models are, and it's got a detachable head as well. I just, in my work truck, I don't have it set up that way because I take it out every weekend, and like now, I'm off this week, so I took it out, and I don't leave it in the truck if I'm going to be gone for a while.
Yeah, and that, you know, if I was assigned a truck, I'd have a radio in there. Since I have one assigned, at the very least, if I'm going to leave the radio, I'm going to take the microphone or something, you know, with people playing around with it, you know. NC9B.
It's not. I turn it to like the weather channel or something like that where they couldn't transmit anyway, and then lock it. I've never had an issue. Everybody leaves. You know, I don't work. There's not a lot of guys that. In fact, generally my truck is only if I drive it in the day. Somebody else will drive it at nighttime. Maybe sometimes it doesn't get used at all. So it usually gets left alone. But I understand. I make sure it's not easy to get on a frequency where you can transmit.
Well, I just want to check with you, see if you're having a good day, and make sure you're enjoying your day, and being a wife will probably be in here a little while, head down that way. So, Shane, take care. Have a good day. Good talking to you. And I don't know where Patrick's hiding. He must be hiding out somewhere on the route or something. But we'll catch up with you later. NC9B.
Hope your wife have a nice trip, nice drive down the mountain, and enjoy this beautiful weather. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. NC9V, N4ZLK Mobile.
N0TR Mobile. Hi, Leon. Bye, Leon. Hi, Shane. Me and Mom's just headed for home here.
Kick, good to hear you out there, and I hope you have a speedy recovery. NC90, and how it feels.
Patrick, we was wondering about you. I was going to send you a text. I thought you had a procedure or something today.
Prior tonight. Morning, Tom and Bernice. Good to hear you, and hello, Patrick. I hope that everything goes well on that MRI and they can figure out what's wrong with your brain. Oh, wait, that's not the one you're having tonight, right?
Muddy stump water. They're looking at my knee, though.
I was talking to the CBA earlier, and he said something about, well, they didn't do brain surgery on you. I know that. What'd they do? That's it. Mine's a hollow microwave resonating cavity. Oh, excuse me. This is the first day I almost felt human, guys. It's been a real painful journey, but I'm feeling pretty darn good today. I'm playing tennis like Dave, but it's great to be out. And Patrick said mine would feel like a Bowie knife in my back, and it did. So I could get my Bowie knife out and use it on your knee if you want to fix sooner.
Take my turn, and Shane, hope you're having a good start to your day this morning. And Leon, if you're still listening, you and Miss Wendy, be careful coming down to get that radio.
There. Case Leon heard you. Patrick, it's 11 o'clock. What do you mean a start to my day? I've been up since the crack of dawn.
Oh, you never guess what we did this morning. It was a real carnival. We went to the wrong building, and then we went to the right building, and then we went to the wrong floor, where he usually's at, and then we went down to the right floor, and they said, no, your appointment's not until next month.
Tom, they must have been giving you the good stuff.
That's what I should have said, but I'd have been lying. No, they prescribed 8 oxycodones for me, and I turned them down at the pharmacy, and then I wished I hadn't have. But anyways, they had canceled my appointment, and I had put the original one on the calendar in the kitchen. And as you well know, everything's on the calendar there. And I forgot to take it off. But I'm sure we're just pulling in the drive. I'm sure that I put it on the next month for when we're supposed to go. So anyway, it was a nice drive, but I had to get up at 6:30 with the birds, you know, and the chickens. And that's not retired time, Shane. It's Cinder OTR.
At a certain point, I hear it's good to, if you need to go somewhere, you start out the day before and you go check it out to make sure you can find it, and then you come back the next day. I've heard that happens. My mother and her husband do that sometimes if they've never been somewhere. But anyway, I'm glad you were able to find it a month ahead anyway, and that way hopefully you'll remember where it is next time, Tom. But now that hydro. I don't know. You gotta be careful taking too much of it, because it does other things to you. But it helps when the pain's there. Go ahead, Patrick. And 4ZLK.
I'm not thinking, or I think I don't think I would like to have that either. But I don't know. If I'm gonna have surgery, I'd probably take it, and then at least I would have it if I needed it.
Oh, you'd take it if you had pain like this. I guarantee you. But they did come in the room right after the surgery and give me some oxy, and I've never taken that in my life. But the hydrocodone I have, and years ago when I was prescribed, I would cut the smallest dose, I'd cut it in half and take a half one, and it had no effect as far as you know, you didn't feel it, but it did take care of the pain. But I sure wouldn't want to be taking a whole one of those pills all the time. That would be bad. But no, I've been taking Tylenol every night and getting up in the middle of the night and taking two more. I won't tell you, it ain't been painful, guys. And then there's other little side effects that go along with it that have not been too pleasurable either. But I got to go back on the 15th, I think it is, and get that shunt taken out of me. I'm not looking forward to that, but I am. I'll be glad when it's gone.
Medicine sometimes when you need it like that after surgeries, but when I had my surgery on my arm years ago, I could tell that hydrocodone would work for about 2 hours, and it said to take every 4 to 6 hours, and it would wear off after two. And I would sit there and count the time. That first 24 hours, it was miserable after the surgery, but hopefully won't have to take any of that for a while. Glad you're out and feeling better, Tom. And anyway, I'm a little distracted at the moment. I'm sorry. I'll let you guys carry on for a while, and I got to take care of some things here while I'm driving. Talk to you later. Sorry I can't meet for lunch today, Patrick. I'm too busy for some reason. KO4HKX in the group, N4ZLK.
And that's all right. My schedule's way off anyway. But good to hear you, and you do what you're told, and I believe you'll be okay this week, too.
Great to be able to get on the radio, and nice to hear you. You have a safe day, and you too, Patrick. And Bernie says we'll see you on Thursday, so I'll let you go for now. I didn't stay with the net last night. I did get to talk to Chris a little bit, and that was great. But then I went back and was going to check in, and it was too late, but I wasn't feeling so good, so no big deal. Anyways, it's a shame having to go that route, but I don't blame Dave for doing that, because they've been putting it on you guys, you and Gary and Dave and that. And we appreciate all you've done. Anyways, we'll talk to you Thursday. KO4HKX and 0TR73, Patrick.
You and Miss Bernice have a good day. And you try to behave and listen to Miss Bernice when she tells you to do something. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.